In the waning hours of a presidency that was destined to arouse less interest from historians than any since perhaps that of William Henry Harrison, 31 days from inauguration to death, Arthur Morgan huddled in the Oval Office with his last remaining friend and pondered his final decisions. At that moment, he felt as though he'd botched every decision in the previous 4 years, and he was not overly confident that he could, somehow, so late in the game, get things right. His friend wasn't so sure either, though, as always, he said little, and whatever he did say was what the president wanted to hear. They were all about pardons, desperate pleas from thieves and embezzlers and liars. All claimed to be friends of friends, or diehard supporters, though only a few had ever gotten the chance to proclaim their support before that 11th hour. How sad that after 4 tumultuous years of leading the free world, it would all fizzle into one miserable pile of requests from a bunch of crooks. Which thief should be allowed to steal again? That was the momentous question facing the president as the hours crept by. The last friend was Kritz, an old fraternity pal from their days at Cornell when Morgan ran the student government while Kritz stuffed the ballot boxes. In the past 4 years, Kritz had served as press secretary, chief of staff, national security advisor, and even secretary of state, though that appointment lasted for only 3 months and was hastily rescinded when Kritz's unique style of diplomacy nearly ignited World War III. Kritz's last appointment had taken place the previous October, in the final frantic weeks of the re-election onslaught. With the polls showing President Morgan trailing badly in at least 40 states, Kritz seized control of the campaign and managed to alienate the rest of the country, except, arguably, Alaska. It had been a historic election. Never before had an incumbent president received so few electoral votes. 3, to be exact, all from Alaska, the only state Morgan had not visited, at Kritz's advice. 535 for the challenger, 3 for President Morgan. The word landslide did not even begin to capture the enormity of the shellacking. The president even lost Delaware, his home, where the once enlightened electorate had allowed him to serve 8 wonderful years as governor. Kritz sat in a thick leather chair and held a notepad with a list of 100 things that needed to be done immediately. He watched his president move slowly from one window to the next, peering into the darkness, dreaming of what might have been. Their partnership of almost 40 years was ending. Kritz had lined up a job with a defense contractor for $200,000 a year, and he would hit the lecture circuit at $50,000 a speech if anybody was desperate enough to pay it. After dedicating his life to public service, he was broke and aging quickly and anxious to make a buck.